Good afternoon. You are listening to the AZYAP Youth News Team on KDNK. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Mountain.
And I'm Laura.
For today's show, we are going to focus on discrimination in schools.
We believe this is an important issue to discuss because it can help to prevent discrimination from happening in the future. Sharing stories about discrimination can help people be more aware, compassionate, and understanding.
We would like to share our own definitions of discrimination. I think discrimination is when someone makes fun or bullies someone because of something you cannot control.
To me, discrimination is something you can't change, that you were born with. Not like born like when you were born, like the other born like. I don't know how to explain it, but oh well. So you were born with like being, for example, being fat, short, tall, your skin color, having glasses, or something else that is different about you. People use this to bully other people. Bullies act like this because they also have a problem going on, and they release their anger by bullying, so just be nice to them and don't be mean back.
Discrimination is being left out or being treated differently for your differences.
I think discrimination is when someone's bullied about something they can't control, like size, race, gender, where you live, what you wear, your age, and anything different from another person. It makes people feel sad, and some people do it without being aware that they are.
We would all like to share a quote about discrimination. This is mine. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to human heart than its opposite. Nelson Mandela.
Laundry is the only thing that should be separated by color. Anonymous.
Judging a person does not define who they are, it defines who you are. Anonymous. In addition to talking to one another about what discrimination means, our experiences with discrimination and why is it an important issue to discuss, we also talked about some of our classmates from Carbondale Middle School. Here's what they had to say.
Here are two of the interviews that I recorded.
I'm in sixth grade and I go to Carbondale Middle School.
Okay, what does discrimination mean to you?
You get bullied for something you can't control.
Have you ever been discriminated against?
Yes.
How did you get discriminated?
Because part of my family's Mexican. They made, like, Spanish jokes.
How did that make you feel?
I didn't think too much of it, but it isn't right.
What do you wish people knew about that situation?
That you shouldn't bully people where they're from because they can't control it.
What do you like about being Mexican?
That I know how to speak Spanish fluently. And I'm Latina.
Have you ever discriminated against someone else?
No.
Do you have any advice for other people who are bullied or discriminated because of their race?
Try not to listen to them, because it's something that's out of your control.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Carbondale Middle School.
Have you ever been discriminated?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell me why or how?
Okay, so I was at the store. This lady, she just decides to say, "Don't talk to those beaners," to her child. Because I'm Hispanic, and...
How did that make you feel?
I'm used to it now. I mean, 5 people have called me that, like, so I'm just used to it now.
Have you ever felt like you've discriminated someone?
Nope. Nope, I haven't.
So, this happens often?
I guess, sometimes. It's mostly just, like, in the public. It's not at school, though.
What do you mean, like... In public?
At the store or, like, somewhere. Like, if I'm walking somewhere, I might hear something like that is offensive. A teacher has been offensive to me once.
Do you think that other people who, as you said, are Hispanic face this?
Yep, my brother did actually. They called him illegal, which he's not, and to go back to his country because he doesn't belong here. We were both born here, but our parents weren't, so that's why they don't like us.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
So those were my interviews, and I'm just going to talk about them because I can. So I think that it's kind of really actually a lot sad that people call other people things like really mean things like illegal and beaners and all that. And it's not fair because, I mean, if you took two different people of different races and they're the same size, like the same like shape, all that, they don't have any conditions, and you flayed them, took their skin off, then they'd be the same. Any questions, guys?
Yeah, well, I have sort of a comment. I just can't believe how people can be like that, and
I
agree. So, I agree totally with what you just said,
mm-hmm.
And something else was like, so they, this is hard to explain. Okay, so, there's two kinds of racism, and, well, no, they're being racist, and, like, both of them have unique things. Well, at least they're both humans. I mean, we shouldn't be racist.
Yeah, it's not really fair to anybody else.
Because we're all humans.
Mm-hmm. We're all the same, but...
different.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And we're all unique.
Mm-hmm. We're the same underneath.
All right, and these are the interviews that I collected.
What does discrimination mean to you?
It means comparing me to other people, tall people. I have been bullied about being short and made fun of.
And how did that make you feel?
Depressed.
What did you wish people knew about you in that situation?
That I have feelings too.
What do you like about being short?
When I play sports, there's definitely parts of being short that make it easier.
Discrimination to me means mainly when someone's made fun of for either maybe their weight, their size, their height, mainly anything that is different from another person.
And have you ever been discriminated against?
I was discriminated by my weight. Just because I weigh just a bit more than you doesn't mean that you should treat me bad.
And how did that make you feel?
That made me feel depressed, also kind of almost mad at myself because I just weigh more than people. And
what did people wish you knew about you in that situation?
Being fatter than people doesn't mean that they're such a bad person. Sometimes being like that, that's good. Like, I can't think of a situation. But it's just, it doesn't matter what you are. It just matters who you are.
All right. What is the good side about being a little heavier than others?
You can consume more food. you can, you're stronger than other people sometimes.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So those were my interviews, and I really liked them because there was like two different points of discrimination, and that in that last one, that quote, it was really... That was very powerful. It's not about, like, who you are. It's not about what you are. It's about who you are.
Yep.
So, yeah, I really like that. Is there any questions to go around?
I do have a question. Did it make you feel a little bit uncomfortable talking about that?
Just a little bit, but I know these people really close, so it wasn't really hard to, like, go up to them and just be like, I'm going to interview you, I talked to them, like, a while before.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
How do you feel about this topic?
I feel good about it. I feel like it's a good topic and something newsworthy to put on the radio. Do you have a question, Ricardo? No? All right.
So I also interviewed some of my classmates, not about discrimination, but about bullying. What does discrimination mean to you?
Mean or bullied or not respected.
Can you explain more of, like, mean?
I mean, it's like, for me, like, just laughing at other people or, like, making fun of them or just not doing the right thing.
And have you ever been discriminated?
Yes, I was at a school, and me and my other friend were throwing rocks. And so what happened was one of them, we were actually going inside the building, and we were running, and one of those rocks hit these girls that are very sassy. And this was in summer school in fifth grade, and she pushed me back. She pushed me first, and I pushed her back, and I didn't like that very much.
So how did you, like, feel? What was your reaction?
It was a strong feeling, and I was scared of that person because it looks like she bullied a lot of people, and I was pretty much really scared.
How do you think your friend felt?
I think she didn't even feel anything because she ran away and I defended her.
How did you feel doing that?
I'm scared, but at the same time, I felt like run, and because this kid defended me, and he's in eighth grade now, and he defended me by saying run, and he started saying to that girl, "Why did you do that?"
Have you ever discriminated, in other words, bullied someone?
No, not really, no.
Have you ever been an upstander?
Yes, lots of times.
And does that feel good?
Yes, but it doesn't feel good with bigger people than you.
How does it feel?
With other bigger people? It feels pretty scary because they're big and, you know, they're stronger, much stronger than you, but you need to be confident with yourself.
Do you ever feel like the, like, bigger person will, instead of, like, bullying the person that you defended, instead they will bully you?
Well, they would laugh at me and say things about me, but, you know, I didn't really even care.
Do you listen to them?
Not at all.
And what do you think would happen if you would have listened to them?
I would have become one of them, a bullier, and I would have hurt other people, and which I wouldn't like to do.
About this topic, it was a little bit hard to ask, but these were my friends, so it wasn't that hard to do. And I didn't talk about the topic of discrimination. Instead, it was the topic of bullying.
And I interviewed my sister about what it feels like to be discriminated against.
What does discrimination mean to you?
Discrimination means to me someone bullying another person by how they look, like their color, if they're a boy or a girl, stuff like that.
Have you ever been discriminated against?
Yes, because I'm a girl.
And how did they discriminate you?
So when I wanted to play soccer, I told some boys, "Can I play?" And they said, "No, because you're a girl."
Do you remember if you were trying to play with boys bigger than you or the same age?
I was trying to play with them the same age.
So how did this make you feel?
This made me feel left out, like I wasn't a part of soccer, that I couldn't do sports because I was a girl.
And after, did you leave?
No, I still played.
You still played soccer with them?
Yes, I didn't care.
And what did they do to you when you started playing?
They didn't actually do anything to me. I think they were telling secrets about me because they were huddling and not letting me huddle with them.
What do you like about being a girl?
What I like about being a girl is that I can paint my nails.
Anything else you like about being a girl?
No, that's it.
And is there anything else you would like to add to this interview?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I told her if she wanted to get interviewed, because I know a lot of stuff happens to her at the school she goes. So I thought I could get a pretty good interview out of her and what's happening at her school.
I have a comment. I honestly think she did the right thing because she stayed strong, didn't leave. She like still wanted to play even though they discriminated her. I like how she acted. And thank you so much for listening to the Youth News team at KDNK. We have been talking about discrimination in schools and why it is important, an important issue to discuss. We're going to take a short music break, but please stay tuned to hear from Roaring Fork High School teacher Matt Wells and some of his students about Model UN.
For the second half of our show, we are joined by Roaring Fork High School teacher Matt Wells and some of his students to talk about National High School Model UN. Every year, Mr. Wells takes a group of high schoolers to New York City to simulate the real United Nations with other high school groups from around the country.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Wells and students. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Mr. Wells, what is the Model UN?
Well, Laura, the Model UN is a program that puts high school students in the place of United Nations delegates, and they learn about international affairs, they learn about diplomacy, they learn how to solve very complex problems, and they represent a country or multiple countries at a conference.
Thank you.
Students, what inspired you to join the Model UN?
I thought it was really cool to be able to represent different countries, especially not the U.S., because that's kind of all we're used to. And it's also really cool that we get to go to New York, because in New York there's students from all over the world, and it's really cool to get to meet people from totally different countries than you and work together to solve world problems.
I joined Model UN because a lot of my friends had joined it, but I've ended up really, really enjoying it because you get to work on your public speaking skills as well as your creative problem-solving skills, and talk with a lot of other really cool students from around the world about really important issues.
I joined because my brother was in Model UN, and when I became a part of the club, I noticed how passionate and driven all of the members were, and it was just really fun to hang out with them and see where we wanted to go next.
Kind of like Chelsea and Solana said, I joined because I had friends in the club and I really wanted to go to New York, but once I joined the club, I became really passionate about the topics that we were discussing, and it was really fun to go do it with a lot of other students who were passionate as well.
What countries and issues are you representing this year?
I, this year, am on what's called the Crisis Committee, and I'm representing Venezuela, and we will be discussing the kind of global crisis surrounding the country and a lot of economic issues facing the country. But other students are representing other countries on other committees.
Chelsea and I are going to be representing Botswana, and we are on SOCHM, which deals with,
Cote d'Ivoire.
We were Botswana last year, my bad. And we're on SOCHUM, which is the Social and Humanitarian Committee, and our topics this year are, we have to vote between the protecting the safety of journalists or protecting rights of LGBTQ individuals in Africa.
I'll be representing, my partner and I'll be representing Cote d'Ivoire on the United Nations Human Rights Council, and we'll be voting between protecting against widespread child detention and mental health care in refugee camps.
How does the Model UN deal with issues of discrimination?
I know that some committees deal more directly with discrimination by protecting, for example, LGBTQ communities, like Ileana was saying earlier, but I think also a bunch of students banding together and talking about world issues is a great way to help with discrimination, because it just kind of brings everyone into a place where we can talk productively about issues like that.
Like Rex said earlier, how he kind of got a new perspective on not being looking at everything through the perspective of the United States, because we do represent smaller countries where they don't have as many rights as we do. We also get to see how discrimination plays a role in the lives of other people, and then try and come up with a resolution to that through communicating with the other members in our committee.
How has being part of the Model UN changed your perspective of the world?
Like I said earlier, it's really cool to represent countries, you know, totally different from the U.S. And these past years, we've represented African countries mostly, and I think it's really cool because, you know, totally different world, but at the same time, super interesting, and it's really cool to represent those countries and learn, you know, what they're all about.
It's definitely changed my global perspective. You become more aware of the limitations that other people have to face and deal with on the regular basis. It's not just a simulation for them. It's issues that they are dealing with currently, and you sort of just begin to understand the obstacles that they're trying to overcome, which is definitely an interesting thing to learn about.
What does discrimination mean to you, and how does it relate to the countries you're representing?
That's a good question. But I think one way the discrimination pops up is in the specific topics that they talk about at this conference. But I also think that by doing Model UN, these guys have an opportunity to see very complex issues from a variety of perspectives, and that helps them understand the sophisticated nature of dealing with discrimination around the world. And so being able to see and think about a problem and see other people's points of view on it helps equip these guys with the skills to deal with discrimination in the world.
And is there anything else you guys would like to add?
Support our GoFundMe. It's on the Roaring Fork High School website, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is.
Also make donations.
Thank you so much for joining us today on our show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Youth News Team Public Affairs Show on KDNK. We hope you enjoyed our program. ¶¶